Hi, this is Joel and Victoria. Thanks for listening to our podcast and thanks for supporting the ministry.
If you enjoyed today's message, why don't you be a blessing and share it with a friend?
We appreciate you and pray for God's very best in your life. Well, God bless you. It's a joy to come into your homes, and we love you, and we know God has great things in store for each one of you. If you're ever in our area, please stop by and be a part of one of our services. I promise you, we'll make you feel right at home. But thanks so much for tuning in today, and thanks again for coming out. I like to start with something funny each week, and I heard about this pastor that was in the lobby after the service greeting people. He saw a man that he hadn't seen in a long, long time, and pulled him over to the side and said, "Sir, you need to join the army of the Lord." He said, "What do you mean? I'm in the army of the Lord." Pastor said, "Well, how come I only see you on Christmas and Easter?" The man whispered back, "Because I'm in the secret service." All right, hold up your Bible and say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I want to talk to you today about explosive blessings. It's easy to get stuck in a rut and think, this is where I'm always going to be. I'll never get out of debt. I'll never be able to send my children to college. It's going to take me 30 years to pay my house off. That may be true in the natural, but we serve a supernatural God. And I've learned He has explosive blessings. That is increase that you weren't expecting. All of a sudden, a debt is canceled. A new project takes off. You receive an inheritance. Your property doubles in value. Those are explosive blessings, blessings that thrust you to a new level. I want you to get this down in your spirit. God wants to bless you beyond your salary. He wants to bless you beyond your normal income. God is going to increase you in unusual ways. That's what explosive blessings do. They blast away what should have been permanent. I was driving through the mountains not long ago, and on one side there was this big wall of rock where they had cut the road in. They had used dynamite to blast away that rock. Otherwise, it would have been permanent. We all have things in life that look permanent. It may look like we could never get out of debt, never accomplish our dreams. It looks like we'll stay at the same level the rest of our life. But just like the rock and the dynamite, God has explosive blessings that will remove things that appear to be permanent. One touch of God's favor can blast you out of debt. One good break can blast you to a new level. One supernatural opportunity can take you from the land of barely enough to the land of more than enough. I know this couple, they have a daughter that had a heart defect and had to have several extensive surgeries. The hospital bill was $400,000, wasn't covered by their insurance. He's a police officer. She works at a school. It looked like they would be paying on that debt the rest of their life. But one day, out of the blue, unexpectedly, the hospital called and informed them that they were canceling the debt, $400,000. Not only that, they said, "We're going to refund the 2 years' worth of payments that you've already made." That's an explosive blessing blasting away what should have been permanent. I have a friend that wanted to attend a major university, but he needed a scholarship. He applied many months before, and even though his grades were good enough, he was informed that there were no more scholarships available. He enrolled in a junior college. It looked like his dream of going to the major university was over. It looked like that was permanent. All the facts said it's not going to happen. But just a few weeks before school was to start, they called back and said something opened up. And instead of offering him the 2-year partial scholarship that he applied for, they offered him a 4-year total scholarship, an explosive blessing. Some of you today think where you are is permanent. You've been there a long time and you don't see how you could ever rise any higher. All the facts are telling you it's impossible. But God is saying today, you need to get ready. Where you are is not permanent. I have explosive blessings coming your way. I'm going to increase you beyond your salary. I'm going to bless you beyond your normal income. I'm going to suddenly change things in your life. That's how the word explosion is defined. It means sudden, widespread increase. That's what God wants to do for each one of us. Suddenly, you didn't expect it. It's out of the ordinary, and it's not small. It's not mediocre. It's widespread increase. That means it's so amazing, you know it had to be the hand of God. That's what happened to one gentleman. He stopped by the church a while back and brought a very large donation to the ministry. It was his tithe. He told how he had received an inheritance from a family member he had never met before. In fact, he didn't even really know that they were related, but this man left him a gift that thrust his family to a whole new level. He was able to not only pay his house off, but he paid off several other people's houses as well. I don't know about you, but I'm believing for some long-lost relatives like that. I'm believing for explosive blessings. The Apostle Paul talked about this in Ephesians 2. He said that we would see the unlimited, immeasurable, surpassing greatness of God's favor. He was saying we would see favor like we've never seen it before. In the natural, it may look like you could never accomplish your dreams. You've already calculated how you'll never get out of debt. You've run all the numbers, but God is saying, you haven't seen my explosive blessings. You haven't seen the surpassing greatness of my favor. I have blessings that will catapult you years ahead. I have increase that goes beyond your normal calculations. I've learned God doesn't always take us in normal increments. There are times He'll increase us little by little. We have to be faithful day in and day out. But when you come to one of these explosive blessings, instead of going from 7 to 8 to 9, God will take you from 7 to 8 to 63 to 64. That's widespread increase. Well, you say, Joel, if the economy was better, I might believe this. If business wasn't so slow, I might get my hopes up. But this is no time to talk about increase, no time to talk about paying things off. I'm just trying to survive. Now, the scripture talks about how God will make rivers in the desert. He will make streams in the barren places. It may be dry and barren in your life. Business may be slow. The economy may be down. The good news is the economy is not our source. God is our source. And I'm happy to report that God is not having a down year. The economy in heaven is not in recession. It's doing just fine. As long as we stay connected to the vine, to the true and living God, to Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, then we are connected to a supply line that will never run dry. Now, our attitude should be, I may not see how it can happen, but God, I know you have explosive blessings coming my way. I am expecting sudden, widespread increase. I'm expecting to pay my house off. I'm expecting to be a bigger giver. I'm expecting to set a new standard for my family. I remember a few years after Victoria and I were married, we sold our townhouse and we bought this old rundown home on a half acre lot. It was in a nice neighborhood in a good part of town. The day we closed on the property, we were standing outside and this lady pulled up and came over to us. She was a realtor. She said, I understand you just bought the property. Now, I have a client that will pay you 25% more than you just paid for this property. We were kind of taken back. We said, no, we're not interested in that. And she shot right back, how about 50% more? We kind of laughed and said, no, we really want to keep the property. She said, well, congratulations, you just bought your dream house. We thought, what is she talking about? It's a 60-year-old home. It's not a dream house. It's all run down, beat up. Most people would have torn it down. We were going to fix it up and live in it. We asked her what she meant.
She explained how they were just about to change the deed restrictions in the neighborhood so you could subdivide the property. Instead of having one house per lot, you could put two houses per lot. We knew nothing about that, but a year later, we sold half of the property for more than we paid for the whole property. The increase from that one transaction was more than five times our annual income. Friends, God can bless you beyond your salary. He has ways to increase you that you've never dreamed of. Quit thinking that you'll never get out of debt, you'll never have a nice home. No, God has explosive blessings in your future. That one good break blasts us to a new level. With that increase, we could not only be a bigger blessing, we tithed our income, we gave offerings to help others, plus we were able to tear that old house down and build us a new house. We never dreamed we'd be able to do that. I knew what my salary was. I was working for a ministry. I wasn't working for a big corporation with stock options and incentives, but God increased us beyond our normal income. That's what God wants to do for you. As long as you are doing your best to honor God and you have a heart to help others, there's no limit to what God will do in your life. The scripture talks about how God will give us the hidden treasures found in secret places. You know what that property was? It was hidden treasure. We didn't know it was going to be valuable, but God did. God knows where all the good deals are. He knows where the oil, the gold, the diamonds are buried. God's the one that put them there. When Jesus needed money to pay his taxes, he told Peter to go to the lake. And the first fish Peter caught, it had enough money in it, had coins in it to pay both Jesus and Peter's taxes. See, Jesus knew where the hidden treasure was, even the treasure that had been swallowed by a fish. What am I saying? God knows the inventions that have not yet been invented. He knows the ideas, the businesses that are going to take off. He knows the property, the real estate that's going to be valuable. There was a couple I know, they were wanting to buy a house in another city, and they were looking in this one particular neighborhood, a very nice place, and they found this house that they really liked. But every time they tried to move forward, they didn't feel peace about it for some reason. After several months, they found a much larger piece of property right on the outskirts of that neighborhood. It actually bordered the neighborhood. In the natural, it would have been a better investment to purchase property in the neighborhood. That's where the values were higher. And although they could have afforded it, because they didn't have peace about it, they went ahead and bought this much bigger piece of property that bordered up to that neighborhood. It was about 6 months after they had moved in, there was a knock on their door one day. It was two gentlemen. They were geologists. They told how they had been surveying and studying that whole area for many, many years. And they had recently discovered there was a massive amount of oil under that subdivision. But they said the houses over there are too close together. There's no place to put our drills and all of our equipment. And if you will lease us part of your property to put our equipment on, we'll not only give you a commission off of your land, but we'll give you a commission off of all the homes in the neighborhood. There were 1,200 homes in that subdivision. Today, instead of getting commission off of one home, they're getting a commission off of 1,200 homes. Friends, God knows where the hidden treasure is. He knows how to have you at the right place at the right time. And I'm not saying that we're all gonna strike oil on our property, but I am saying God can give you one idea that will catapult you to a new level. God can give you one dream that will increase you in amazing ways. That's what happened to a friend of my father's. His name was Henry Krause. He was a farmer, just an ordinary person. He didn't have a college degree. He didn't seem to be super talented. Looked like he'd just live a normal life, make a modest living. Until one night that changed. God gave him a dream. And in this dream, he saw a certain kind of plow, a plow that he had never seen before. Got up the next morning so intrigued, he drew it all out. Over the next few months, he built it and developed it and tested it out. And it was so successful that he had it engineered and patented. It became known as the famous Krause plow that helped to revolutionize the farming industry. Mr. Krause went from living a normal, average life to living an extraordinary life. He was one of my father's most faithful supporters. He gave generously to help needy people all over the world, all because of one dream, one idea. That was hidden treasure that God uncovered. And just like with Mr. Krause, God is releasing unusual funds back to His people. And if you will be faithful with what you have and prove to God that you can be trusted, then God will show you hidden treasures found in secret places. That means God will give you ideas, inventions, contracts, opportunity, real estate that will thrust you to a level that you never thought possible. And it's time for us as God's people to rise up and become the head and not the tail. It's time for us to be lenders and not borrowers. In the coming days, there's going to be a transfer of wealth. There's going to be a major shifting of large amounts of resources and large amounts of finances back to God's people. He's going to do unusual things. Really, that's what this building is. It's a $400 million facility that we purchased for about $20 million. Even after we renovated it, it still cost about a fourth of what it would have cost brand new. That's a shifting of wealth. For many years, we were on the other side of town, in wood buildings, then metal buildings. The roads were too small. The parking lots weren't really adequate. At times, we were looked down on, kind of seen as second class. But one day, we came into an explosive blessing that blasted us to a new level. Today, we are sitting in the premier facility in the fourth largest city in America. That's what God is doing today. He's stepping it up a notch. We were never created to drag through life, barely making it, seen as second class. We were created to reign in life as a king. You may not be there just yet, but don't you dare settle where you are. You need to get ready. God is about to do something new. He's going to release contracts and buildings and ideas and real estate, inventions, that will catapult His people to a new level. Now you gotta make room for it in your own thinking. Make room for explosive blessings. God has hidden treasure already laid up for you that He's about to release. That's what happened to a gentleman that I know. He attends our services regularly, very faithful supporter, very generous man. A few years back, he started his own company with just one person, himself. Today, he has a whole floor of offices in one of the downtown high-rises. And just recently, he was awarded a contract to build one of the largest refineries in all of China, a multi-billion dollar contract. He said, "Joel, I was the least likely one to get this contract. Other companies that were bidding were more powerful, more influential, more experienced, much more larger, but somehow God caused me to stand out." Now he's seen as the leader in the field. That's a part of the shift of wealth that God is transferring to His people, people that will help advance His kingdom. And just like with him, God can cause you to stand out. He can cause contracts to come your way. He can cause clients to be drawn to you. You may be the least likely in the natural, but with the blessing of God on your life, the odds dramatically change. You and God are a majority. You need to get ready for this transfer. It's going to be an explosion of God's goodness. Sudden, widespread increase. That means it's going to be far and beyond anything you've ever seen before. Proverbs 13:22 talks about this transfer. The wealth of the ungodly will eventually find its way into the hands of the righteous for whom it has been laid up for. Notice God has already laid up buildings, contracts, opportunities, clients, influence. They already have your name on it. If you will just keep being your best, honoring God, being a blessing to others, eventually they will find their way into your hands, the hands of the righteous. That means right now something is looking for you. Something is trying to find you. Not bad breaks, not defeat, not depression, not lack. No, you are the righteous. Promotion is looking for you. Good breaks are looking for you. Influence is looking for you. I think about this building. For more than 30 years, it was used for sports purposes and concerts. It was first called the Summit. Then they changed the name to the Compaq Center. But I believe if you could appeal those names back, even years ago when it was first built, you would have seen the name Lakewood Church. It had already been laid up for us. It was just a matter of time. Eventually, it found its way into our hands. You have no idea the amazing things that God has already put your name on. They've already been laid up for you. Somebody else may have got them started. Somebody else may have done the hard work, but eventually they will find their way into your hands. Friends, you have some eventuallys in your future. You know what an eventually is? An explosive blessing. Unexpectedly, a business is dropped in your lap. A contract when you weren't the most qualified. An inheritance from somebody you didn't even know. God is saying, I am shifting things from the hands of people that are not concerned about me, that are not concerned about others, into the hands of people that I can trust to advance my kingdom. I believe that's you and I. So I'm saying today, get ready for explosive blessings. Get ready for the surpassing greatness of God's favor. Victoria and I used to travel to India with my father quite a bit. And one time I met a young pastor that was very poor. He didn't have running water. He didn't have electricity. He lived out on this field in this small hut. And right next door, there was a man that had a large farm with hundreds of cows and a lot of crops. And he would sell milk and other vegetables to people in the village. But this man was very harsh and unkind, and he would take the prices up much higher than they should have been just to show people that he was in control and he was the boss. And often the people would have to go without food. But one day, about 10 of his cows got out and came over to the property where the pastor and his family lived. And understand, having a cow was a big deal. You'd have milk and you'd have other products that you could sell to other people. When that owner saw that his cows were out, he got some of his workers to go out and bring the cows back to his property. The next day, those same 10 cows came back to the pastor's land. This happened again and again, day after day. For some reason, those cows just wanted to be with this pastor. Finally, that owner said, you know what? Forget about it. Just let him have the cows. It's not going to hurt anything. Of course, the pastor saw it as a sign from God, and he started selling milk and other dairy products to people in the village, but he sold them much less expensive than that other man. Before long, people were lined up at his door, and his business began to grow. He bought more cows and more equipment. Several years later, that other farmer came over and said, you know what? I can't compete with you anymore. Why don't you just take over my farm? He bought that man's property for a fraction of the price. But listen, it all started because those 10 cows came over and would not leave his property. What is that? The wealth of the ungodly being transferred to the hands of the righteous. Quit wondering and worrying how it's ever going to work out, thinking, oh, I don't have the connections, I don't have the education. Listen, God knows how to have your cows find you. What has your name on it, the contracts, the businesses, the ideas, the influence, the clients, eventually they will find their way into your hands. When you see somebody that's successful, that doesn't honor God, that doesn't walk in integrity, don't ever be envious. In the back of your mind, you can think, you know what? They may be working for me. They may be building a business with my name on it. They may be earning funds that God's going to drop into my hands. Our attitude should be, right now, somewhere cows are looking for me. Promotion is looking for me. Explosive blessings are coming my way. I have a pastor friend that was planning on building a new sanctuary. It's going to cost about $40 million. And one day, out of the blue, the mayor of his city called. He told how there was a group that built a large facility, was going to be a casino, but before they moved in, that group went out of business. They had 40 acres of paved parking. The building was large enough to house 3 football fields on the inside. It's just a few miles from this pastor's church. The mayor asked if he was interested in purchasing it, and the pastor thought it would surely be $40, $50 million. The mayor said, no, you can purchase it for less than $2 million. A man that owned a big production company in the area heard that the pastor was interested. He said, I've got a state-of-the-art sound system. I paid $3 million for it, but if you're interested, I'll sell it to you for $50,000. Things begin to fall into place. Instead of having to build a new facility, God dropped in his hands a much bigger, much better facility. That's a part of the shift, a part of the transfer. Somebody else built it. Somebody else paid the majority of the cost. But at the right time, it found its way into the hands of the godly. You got to know right now, something is looking for you. Something already has your name on it. If you will just keep being your best, honoring God, being a blessing to others, dreaming big, eventually it's going to find its way into your hands. Remember, God knows where the hidden treasure is. He knows where the opportunities are, the contracts, the ideas you need to fulfill your destiny. But some of you have been stuck in a rut, thinking that you've reached your limits. God is saying where you are is not permanent. I have explosive blessings coming your way, blessings that are going to thrust you to a new level. I want you to go out expecting to rise higher, expecting to pay your house off, expecting to be a bigger giver, expecting those cows to come finding you. If you'll release your faith like that, you might as well get ready. Let me declare it over you. You're going to see an explosion of God's goodness. It's going to be sudden, widespread increase. You're going to experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It's going to thrust you to a level higher than you ever even dreamed of. I believe it and declare it over each one of you in the name of Jesus. And if you receive it, can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, we never like to close our broadcast without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Friends, if you prayed that simple prayer, we believe you got born again. Get in a good Bible-based church. God's going to take you places that you've never dreamed of.
Thank you for listening to the Joel Osteen Podcast. Help us continue to share the message of hope with those all over the world. Visit joelosteen.com/givehope to give a gift today.
Thanks so much for listening to today's message. I hope you'll subscribe so you can receive the latest podcast to keep you inspired all through the week. We're praying for you. I know God's best is still ahead. We'll see you next time.